Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
He's back for his weekly spot. We do it every single week throughout the entire NFL season. Thursday Night Football Preview, brought to you by the new 2018 Ford F-150, the official truck of the NFL. Doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar. And he's here to preview tomorrow night's matchup. And it's a big one. You've got the Panthers who are rolling. You got the Steelers. They got a little mojo going as well. Westwood One, the voice of TNF, the Birdman, Ian Eagle. What up, Ian? How are you today?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Doing great, buddy.
Ian, first and most important question, because we intro you with this song.
Did you say our names the last telecast?
No, he didn't need to. He didn't need to. But, Ian, do you prefer the Steve Miller Band version of Fly Like an Eagle? Or do you prefer the Seal version, which we just played?
Steve Miller Band.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm old school. Steve Miller is certainly within my whole realm, but I don't mind you varying it up. I like Seal. I did Kiss from a Rose. I'm okay with that. You want to mix it in once a month? I'm not going to balk.
Hey, D-Cell, you're upsetting our guests. Make sure you change that next week. Thank you,
sure,
sir.
He's comfortable. Hey, by the way, how was the how was the award that you Marty Glickman Award at Syracuse? How awesome was that?
Yeah, you know, guys, I tend to downplay things in life. I've just been that way my entire life. This was really special. It was fantastic. My family was there, a lot of close friends, CBS family was there, and Sean McDonough, Beth Mowins, Jason Benetti, Mike Tirico. Okay. So Syracuse love. It was about as great an experience as I could have anticipated, and it was more than that, to be honest.
Well deserved, buddy. Want to at least give a chance to follow up on that. That's as prestigious as it
gets.
Appreciate
it, man.
No, no doubt about it. So, Ian, let's get to the talk a little shop here, buddy. You had the Steelers and the Ravens this past week, and you've got the Pats and the Titans coming up on Sunday. Panthers and Steelers tomorrow night. That Ravens team that you saw last weekend, what has happened to them? What's going on?
Yeah, look, when you get to a point where you know this is who you are, that's tough. That's hard. I think Baltimore, when they opened the season, looked like they could be the class of the division. When they went to 3-1, the victory over Pittsburgh, you thought, okay, Harbaugh's feeling some pressure. Flacco's feeling some pressure. They're delivering amongst this general sense of angst. And yet here we are now after 9 games for Baltimore. They're 4-5, and the record indicates what they are. There's this feeling that there's going to be changes in the offing, and it doesn't diminish what they accomplished, doesn't diminish Flacco being a Super Bowl champion, Harbaugh being a Super Bowl champion. It just may be time to make some changes and change the philosophy a bit and also change the personnel. The GM is changing as well. Ozzie Newsome, Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Again, not taking anything away from what he's done. He built a championship franchise. Ernie DeCosta will now be in charge of the next chapter for this team.
Yeah, but Bert, let me follow up. Let me challenge you a little bit here. When you say they are who they are, you know, all right, if we say that about the Bills or the Cardinals or even the Jets, who just don't have a lot of offensive weaponry right now, you know, teams that have just an absence of talent, a dearth of talent, we could sit here in middle November basically and say, all right, you are who you are. Start looking ahead to the draft. If you need a new head coach, start kicking the tires on that. We shouldn't be saying that about the Ravens. They've got great defensive personnel. They imported 3 wide receivers during the offseason. They drafted 2 tight ends, and they got a quarterback. I'm not a Flacco fan. I never have been. But at least on his best day, he's certainly highly competent. They shouldn't be who they are. They should be better than this.
But their expectations are much higher. They're not in the same classification as the Jets. They're not in the same classification as the Bills. This is a team that was supposed to be a playoff team this year, and something is not connecting. The run game is not very good. They played without their 2 starters at tackle last week against Pittsburgh. They have a bye this week. Look, they're still playing meaningful games. They go out, they beat Cincinnati in week 11, and they're 5-5. Maybe they have a shot. They've got a puncher's chance to go on a run and potentially make a legitimate
shot at a playoff spot. I don't see it. It just feels like things have gotten a little stale there. I think, as an example, when we talk about head coaches, if John Harbaugh did lose his job, I think he'd get another job.
Yeah. 100%.
I think there would be teams interested.
Yep.
And that shows you how well-respected he is. If Joe Flacco was told, hey, it's not going to happen anymore here in Baltimore, there will be a team out there that says, you know what? We would be more than happy to bring in Joe Flacco and try to make this work for a couple of years before Flacco rides off into the sunset. Sometimes it's just not the right mix.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting the sense with Baltimore that their time is up.
Okay.
This is just a lapse.
Not the right mix. No. Talking to Ian Eagle with us here, Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network, Sirius XM 206. So Bird's got the Panthers and the Steelers tomorrow. We're talking about, obviously, everything going on in the NFL.
Yeah, but let's talk about that Panthers-Steelers game. It is probably one of the best games of the weekend. I think it maybe is the best game of the weekend, and it's the early one because of how well Carolina's playing and Cam Newton and his evolution under Norv Turner. And the Steelers, who a lot of people were trying to fire Mike Tomlin early in the season, I mean, they're steady. It's whatever ails them, they're going to find a way to turn it around and be positively moving towards the postseason every single season. As you look at this matchup, it's going to come down to quarterbacks. I interestingly think, and I wouldn't have said this in previous years, I think the quarterback advantage might go to Cam this year.
Yeah, and it's interesting to say that because Cam Newton's won an MVP award. He led a team to the Super Bowl. There was a time where he looked unstoppable. Yet the last couple years, we thought, I'm not sure that it's going in the right direction, that he's getting the best coaching, that he believes in the system and believes in the guys around him. Well, look what they've done. They bring in Norv Turner, and it's a reminder in the NFL how far coaching can go. I think Norv has had the right touch. He's convinced Cam of certain things that he needed to hear. He's been more efficient. He's not making mistakes, certainly not making the careless errors that he's made the last couple of years. He hasn't thrown an interception in the last 3 weeks. His numbers, 15 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. His numbers are better this year than they were at the midway point of his MVP season in 2015. And his weapons are different. If you remember with Carolina, they used to go for those big targets. That's how they thought they were going to attack things, by giving Cam these tall targets to throw to. Not anymore. It's Curtis Samuel.
Yeah.
It's DJ Moore.
Yeah.
It's Jarius Wright.
McCaffrey.
Funches is still there. He's still a big target. Mm-hmm. Olsen being healthy, huge. And the evolution of McCaffrey. I think year two, you're seeing the whole repertoire from Christian McCaffrey compared to year one. He's more confident running the football and obviously still a huge threat in the pass game. They're clicking on offense. It's scary how good they could be on offense.
Bert, what do you think? You can go any direction you want, positive, negative, AFC, NFC, player, team, executive, whatever. What's the biggest surprise to you so far in the NFL?
I'd say biggest surprise on the positive side, the fact that Mahomes has been this dominant. We knew that he was an incredible talent. We knew that there were going to be some major highlights this year. I don't know if we all felt that he could be this consistent and this dynamic every single week. The fact that he's doing it every week against any kind of defense, to me, that is one of the biggest storylines in the NFL this season, that a star has been born of that magnitude where we're now talking about him on an MVP level.
Oh, yeah.
The negative side, look, the Giants' disappointment, it's hard not to focus in on that because I think they felt that they had enough to at least have a credible season, maybe win 9 games, be in the hunt in December, and then bridge the gap for whoever was going to be the future QB.
Mm-hmm.
The Oakland dismantling and how it has not worked with John Gruden, that's been a major surprise in just how the bottom has dropped out.
Yeah,
I just assumed with Carr and Gruden, they'd find something together. There'd be something to build on where you'd say, ooh, look out, give that a year or two. When they really get it going, they could be a threat in the AFC. Right now, it feels like they might have to start all over. That's saying a lot for a team that only 2 years ago was among the better teams in the AFC under Jack Del Rio.
You picked a couple of good ones. Hey, before we let you go, by the way, we got to ask you, I don't know how it works at the broadcast, the network level for the games, but I don't know how far advanced you get the schedule. How many Duke basketball games are you doing this year for CBS? How many?
That I have no idea.
You don't know yet?
Well, start requesting them.
Can you get
them
the schedule and let me know? That would be tremendous.
Start requesting them.
Start requesting
seriously,
them.
Seriously, man, they're fun to watch.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
That is scary. When We've said it before with college basketball stars. Where so DeAndre Ayton last year, he stood out physically. You saw him in the first game. You went, whoa, he's not like the other guys. But this might be at a whole completely other level.
Yeah.
Just how dominant this kid can be.
And think about this. This is frightening because I agree. Ayton's not at the same level, but Ayton's averaging 15 points and 11 rebounds as a rookie.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's putting up good numbers for Phoenix.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I was in Phoenix last night.
That's
saw
right.
him in person.
Yeah,
he's got David Robinson like qualities in how he carries himself, how he runs up and down the floor. He settled for a bunch of jump shots last night. Probably something he's going to have to address. They've got some young talent there. It's going to still take some time, but if you add a special piece, and I'm sure every team is salivating right now in the NBA. And not just the one player. There are multiple players on the Duke roster. You say, whoa, he could help me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he could also help me.
Mm-hmm.
They're really talented.
No doubt. All right, Bird, safe travels. Have a good time tomorrow night. Steelers and the Panthers. And then, of course, Sunday, right back to it. Pats and the Titans. Tennessee got a good win, so maybe Mariota and company get things moving in the right direction. Should get a good game there as well. Thank you, Bird.
Yeah, should be a lot of fun. Talk to you next week. Play Steve Miller next week.
Listen, I'm with you. Joker, smoker, toke it up, whatever. We'll get a little Steve. We'll get him. We'll take care of it. That'll be fixed. Thank you. Don't worry about that.
Be good, Ian.
Steve Miller, greatest hits. I mean, that's just a must-have for. And I know you didn't have that CD in college.
No,
but
I did not.
That is a must-have. Steve Miller's greatest hits.
Can't even lie.
Man.
I probably heard some of the songs. I just don't.
I just got to see some real quick. Hang on a sec, Jay. Steve Miller, greatest hits.
Jay Berman, are you like Steve Miller fan?
No.
No.
How do you not like Steve Miller?
Not this week.
It's not about liking Steve Miller. It's just about being.
Oh, come on. Take the money and run.
Obsessed with Steve Miller.
Yeah.
Which we are
Fly
not.
Like an Eagle, obviously. Jet Airliner. That's Jet Airliner's a good one. Swingtown. Abracadabra. Oh, my dad used to love that song. That was like one of his last hits in the early 80s.
Two of those I know.
Abracadabra. Abracadabra. I want to reach out and grab you. How corny is that? Wow. All right. Anyway, find out which old lines to build for tough offensive line of the week. It's brought to you by the Ford F-150, the official truck of the NFL. Doesn't raise the bar. It is the bar.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.